Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Diva Kaja, Thoughtful she arrived, good the air, Clore Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I hope you can stay with me for the next 2 hours or so and enjoy some of the tracks that I've got for you on this particular programme this week. Okay, let's start first of all by a few house notices. First of all, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I say every week, you can contact me at any time by email. And the email address, everton274@sky.com, everton274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. You don't have to worry about my name. That's the email address, everton274@sky.com. Now, this week's programme is slightly different because, well, we're going to hear one or two new tracks. We're going to hear one or two people we haven't heard on the programme before and a little bit of explanation as we go through. We're picking up new listeners every week on Sounds Irish. I'm delighted with the response the programme is getting around the world. Okay, let's get a lively start from one of the regulars on Sounds Irish. Foster and Alan, and they're telling us all the story of Katie Daly. Now, she was a bit of a madam, Katie was, you see. She used to brew this, well, liquor that was... I'll tell you what, we let Foster and Alan tell you about it.
Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Doo. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. But her old man Katie came from Tipperary in the pioneering year of 42. Her old man, he was shot in Tombstone City for the making of his Irish Mountain Dew. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. Wake up and pay attention, Katie Daly. I am the judge that's going to sentence you. And all the boys in court have drank your whiskey. And to tell the truth, dear Katie, drank some too. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Dew. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew. So off to jail they took poor Katie Daly, but very soon the gates they opened wide. An angel came for poor old Katie Daly and took her far across the great divide. Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Doo. Can't you hear us calling, Katie Daly? We want to drink your Irish Mountain Dew.
Well, at the Golden Gates there stood poor Katie. St. Peter said, good brewers, they are few. So step inside the Golden Gates now, Katie, and start to brew your Heavenly Mountain Dew.
Come down the mountain, Katie Daly. Come down from the mountain, Katie Doo. She'll never more be coming down the mountain, and we never more will drink her Mountain Dew.
Foster and Alan and Come Down the Mountain, Katie Daly. How about that for some nifty accordion playing? Would you not agree? Now, they're regulars on Sounds Irish. Foster and Allen, and here, more regulars, the High Kings. Now, this is their lovely interpretation of the poem that was written by Patrick Kavanagh, Raglan Road. What was it we had? Luke Kelly a couple of weeks ago, and I think we also had the Dublin City Ramblers doing their interpretation of Raglan Road. And this is where Patrick Kavanagh meets the girl on Raglan Road, which is in Dublin. It's a nice little road too. It's nothing major. I've often walked down it. And here, the wonderful interpretation of Raglan Road from the High Kings.
On Raglan Road, on an autumn day, I saw her first and knew that her dark hair would weave a snare that I might someday rue. I saw the danger, yet I passed along the enchanted way. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. And I said, let grief be a fallen leaf at the dawning of the day. On Grafton Street in November we tripped lightly along the ledge of a deep ravine where can be seen the worth of passion's pledge. The Queen of Hearts still making tarts and I not making hay. Oh, I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I love too much, and by such is happiness thrown away. I gave her gifts of the mind, I gave her the secret sign that's unknown to artists who have known true gods of sound and stone. And word and tint without stint, I gave her poems to say, with her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds or fields of May. With her own name there and her own dark hair like clouds or fields of May. Oh, on a quiet street where old ghosts meet, I see her walking now away from me so hurriedly. My reason must allow that I have loved not as I should a creature made of clay. When the angel woos the clay, he loses wings at the dawn of day. When the angel woos the clay, he loses wings at the dawn of day. At the dawning of the day.
Nach will shin gohuntach er fod. Wasn't that beautiful altogether? A very unusual treatment of it, because rather than sound typically Irish, I think on that particular track, the High Kings sound more international folk. I think they got that right sound, did they not? I should have said at the beginning of the programme, and made an apology for my voice, because I'm not even quite sure, friends, whether it'll last out to the end of the programme. It's had a lot of use, and some people might even say abuse, this particular week. So I'm only hoping that my voice holds out. So apologies for that. Also, at the beginning of the programme, I did say we'd be hearing one or two tracks from people we may not have heard on Sounds Irish before. Now, this particular singer we're going to play now we have heard, but not as often as I should have played him. He is a personal friend of mine, Red Hurley, and Red is singing for us here a piece trilogy that's recorded in the theatre live in Dublin, in the Olympia Theatre live in Dublin some time ago. The piece trilogy is called Danny. But before I play it, I just want to say that at the moment, Red Hurley is singing gospel, and according to a friend of mine who attended one of his shows recently, he is brilliant at what he's doing at the moment, singing gospel. But here, as I say, the piece trilogy called Danny. And I'd just like to let you know that this is a little longer track than we normally have. Let's hear Red Hurley.
Beautiful piece of music. Thank you, Andy. Whenever you're ready, this is called Danny, a piece trilogy. Good night to you all. Thank you very much.
Danny boy, the pipes, those pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all those flowers are dying. It's you, 'tis you, must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow, 'tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, ooh, ooh. With your drums and guns and guns and drums, haroo, haroo. Where are the legs that used to run when you went on to carry a gun? Indeed, your dancing days are done. Why, Danny, I hardly knew you. So beat the drum slowly, play the fife slowly, sound the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sword on me, for I'm a young soldier and I know I've done wrong. And I shall hear those salty tread above me, and on my grave will warm my sweet be. Sleep in peace until you call.
I did tell you, a wonderful singer there from Red Hurley and his Danny Peace Trilogy. Red has been singing in Ireland now for, certainly over 40 years. And he started, well, with a show band many years ago, and he's progressed wonderfully well over those years. Red Hurley and Danny. Now, regular listeners to Sounds Irish know that Joe has fallen in love with the voice of Anne Breen. Now, this next track by Anne Breen is not an Irish song. A lot of people think it is, but it's not, because I can remember as a youngster, and I've mentioned this before, when I've played this particular track, that we had an old 78, I think, of Al Jolson singing it when I was growing up, but the Furies had their big hit with it. A lot of people think, because the Furies recorded it, that it's an Irish song, but it's an Irish artist, Anne Breen, with a beautiful voice, When You Were Sweet 16.
When first I saw the love light in, that's lovely, I thought the world held not but joy for me. And even though we drifted far apart, I never dreamed but what I've dreamed of thee. Now here's one to hear you all. Come on, all together. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the village green, come to me ere my dreams of long ago. I love you time. And ladies, this time we want you to give the men a little bit of encouragement. Give them a wee shove there with the elbow and get them to sing along with us. Here we go, let's hear you now. A little bit louder this time. I love you as I've never loved before. Since first I saw you on the to me, ere my dreams of long ago. I love you as I loved you when you were sweet, when you were sweet, 16.
Hasn't she got a beautiful voice? Well, I think so anyway. A lovely, clear, sharp voice and sweet to boot. That was Anne Breen and her interpretation of When You Were Sweet 16 from a live recording. Okay, a little bit of country and Irish. At the moment, we here in Ireland are experiencing some summer weather. But nevertheless, we've got sunshine and we're happy with that. And Mike Denver, now he's expressing a wish to be home in Ireland for the summer. He wants to come home to Ireland for the summer. And I'm sure lots of you immigrants listening to me today would like to do the same. Here's a bit of country and Irish, as I say, from Mike Denver.
There is something that I have to tell you. I've written you a letter, I've sent it off today. I couldn't wait, I just had to call you. I've got a ticket and I'm on my way. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the crack go down from Galway Bay. Working hard and trying to save my pay. Weather's clearing up, it's getting better. I sing to myself, counting down the days. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the crack go down from Galway Bay. I wish that I was sitting in a session with a pint of creamy porter on the way. Seeing the youthful beauty in all the faces, hearing music in everything they say. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the crack go down round Galway Bay. I want to be in Ireland for the summer. It'll be coming soon, I'm on my way. I just can't wait to hear the music and to see the crack go down round Galway Bay.
Mike Denver and his interpretation of I'm going to come home for the summer to Ireland, he knows, or words to that effect. Here's another artist that I haven't featured too often on Sounds Irish, Susan McCann. Susan hails from Northern Ireland and she became Queen of Country at one time. Well, it was a bit of a challenge between herself and Philomena Begley. And Philomena Begley, of course, been singing country music in Ireland now for 40 years or more. And Susan's been singing for quite some time as well. Here, Susan McCann and Farewell My Green Valleys, another of those Leaving Ireland songs, the emigration songs. We have a lot of them on today's programme.
Thank you.
on a ship bound for St. John, 3,000 miles away. A human cargo, my comrades and me. Farewell, my green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. It hurts me to think of the things I left behind. Though the famine has blackened our land, and to look for the things that I might never find, it's a problem that now is at hand. Farewell, my green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. There's a fever and the winds have died away, and the journey can no longer be, and the plague is a shadow that lingers night and day. Far across our green valleys I'll be. Keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. Nevermore.
Susan McCann singing there, Farewell My Green Valleys. And I'll have to get more material of Susan McCann because I haven't got an awful lot of her material. Very good country singer, but she does sing Irish material as well. Now, here's another singer that we haven't had on Sounds Irish before. Her name, Bridget O'Halloran. Now, if you heard that name for the first time, which you probably have, you say she's Irish. Well, actually, Bridget O'Halloran is from Canada. Doubtless she had some Irish heritage. And she's singing a song here that, well, it's an international song. Lots of people, as with the Anne Breen track earlier on, think that this is an Irish song. Well, they make it into an Irish song by making references to places like Moor Street and things like that. But I do know that this was also sung in English folk clubs. And somebody told me recently that it's also sung in Russia. Believe it or not. Well, it tells the story of a young maiden who falls in love with a butcher boy. And he has his wicked way with her. And there she is left holding the baby, literally. Now, this is a lovely voice this girl has. And she sings the butcher boy very well. Have a listen to Bridget O'Halloran.
In Dublin town, where I did dwell, lived a butcher boy I loved so well. He courted me my life away, and now with me he will not stay. I wish I wish, but I wish in vain.
Bridget O'Halloran there, and her interpretation of the song The Butcher Boy. And while she was singing, I was trying to rack my brains as to who had the big hit way back in the mid-60s or 70s with that one. I think it was a group called the Ludlows, but doubtless somebody will tell me if I'm wrong. Kevin Prendergast, now he's a regular contributor to Sounds Irish. And as I say so often on Sounds Irish, my mammy used to sing this song, and sing it fairly well too, but she never sang it as good as Kevin Prendergast, telling us all about the River Shannon.
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily, to the girl I left behind me when we kissed and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a calling sweeter where the River Shannon flows. I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship that takes me to my dear old Erin's shore. Then I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is, I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, this I'll return, for there's not a calling sweeter where the River Shannon flows.
Kevin Prendergast and Where the River Shannon Flows. The River Shannon rises in County Cavan and it flows all the way down right into the sea at Limerick. It's a very long river. In fact, as I've said so often on Sounds Irish, it's the longest river in the British Isles. Recently, I was playing my Yamaha PSR 3000 keyboard. And I just happen to have, yes, I just happen to have, believe me, folks, it's true, I happen to have my recorder on the stand beside me. So what I decided to do, I decided to record a piece for Sounds Irish, played by yours truly, written by Percy French, for all the Cavan people. And by the way, we'll be having another Cavan song on the programme later. But here, Joe Bollard playing a Yamaha PSR 3000 and Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff.